Welcome to the Discover Mansfield podcast, featuring interviews with the town of Mansfield's business-friendly team, business leaders, entrepreneurs, and others offering an inside look with keen insight and awareness on how to do business and thrive in one of the most sought-out communities in the Commonwealth.
Well, today we are very excited to focus on a new small business here in the town of Mansfield. And joining us today is Helen Davis, the owner of Beans and Seeds. If you have not had an opportunity to venture to South Main Street, you will be in for a real treat. 22 South Main Street, we have a new business called Beans and Seeds. And Helen, we're so excited that you're here to join us today. We want to welcome you and thank you for participating.
Thank you, Deborah, and thanks for the great introduction. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So Helen, before we get started, we would love it if you could tell us a little bit about your business. When did you start it and what was the inspiration behind it?
So Beans and Seeds is a cafe. Like our name, Beans and Seeds, we like to say that we're sort of equal parts coffee. And then the seeds were equal parts sort of smoothies and fresh juices. The coffee shop has been, or the cafe has been in the works now for about a year. There was a lot of work that we needed to do to the space to get it ready. And we opened about 2 weeks ago. The reception has been great so far, and we're just really excited to be in town.
Yeah, I heard there were lines down the street. I think that's speaks volumes for the quality that you're putting out there. And tell us a little bit about what you sell. So we know that you sell smoothies and specialty coffees and teas, and you have both a pastry menu and it looks like a lunch menu. Can you tell us specifically what some of the things are that people would be able to go in there and find? And if I'm going in for breakfast, what are my choices? If I'm going in there for lunch, what can I find?
Right. So for our food items, we have breakfast sandwiches. So we offer egg and cheese, sausage, egg and cheese, bacon, egg and cheese on a croissant or ciabatta bread. They've been very popular. I love a good breakfast sandwich. And so far they've been very, very popular. And then we have a variety of really great pastries that come from Pain d'Avion down in Hyannis. In addition to that, we have a couple of things in our display case. We've been offering different items. I'll be bringing in different items to see what's popular, but they're usually salads, sandwiches, wraps, those type of things.
Sounds wonderful. So Helen, what was the inspiration behind the business? Are you a foodie? What do you have a background in food? What made you decide that, oh my gosh, I'm going to open up this wonderful cafe in this beautiful town? What was the impetus that drove you to start the business?
So I wouldn't call myself a foodie, but what I love is coffee. I love coffee. It's been such an important part of my life. I've been drinking it every day for probably the last 22 years. but even more important than loving coffee, I love coffee shops. I never miss an opportunity to go to a local coffee shop. They just feel like special places. They're always very unique, specific to the community. And they're just great places to meet up, and they're always so welcoming and always just a little bit different. So I just love the environment of coffee shop, and I love coffee.
That's really wonderful. So you're bringing your love of coffee, your love of Java, and your desire to create a welcoming, warm space for people in the town to come in and relax and have that nice moment, really. That's just really terrific. So why Mansfield? Why did you choose to do it in Mansfield?
So I've been living in Mansfield for about 8 years now, and it's just a great community. Before I started the coffee shop, I commuted into the city. So it's a commuter town, which makes it really accessible for people living here to get into the city. But the town itself, it's just so well managed. It's beautifully maintained. It's lively. It's active. It's just a great place. And I've been to most of the businesses here, and like I said, everything's just great.
That's terrific. And so it's lovely that you're a resident of Mansfield, because you do really know what the town is like. And I think there you bring a new perspective to some of the folks that we've had the opportunity to interview, where you were a resident first, and then you've decided to create a business where your roots are, at least your roots for the past 8 years. And that is a lovely way of really integrating something positive. So you turned this business into a positive experience, not only for yourself, but also for other residents and also some of the folks that come to Mansfield for their daily business activities.
Right. And I'm sorry, Deborah, and I just wanted to add, I just thought it was noticeably absent that there was no coffee shop, a privately owned small coffee shop in town. We have, coffee shops, we have, the big name coffee shops in town, but there was for a town of us our size, I just thought it odd that it was missing. And so I'm happy I've had the opportunity to bring it to town.
That's really nice, and giving it that hometown feel and flavor,
Yes.
something unique and cozy and comfortable and warm, and is really, really nice. Helen, what are your hours of operation? Are you open every day? Do you have days that you take off?
So at this time, we're closed on Mondays, and it'll remain that way at least until July. We're opened from Tuesday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. until 3 p.m. And on the weekends, Saturday and Sunday, we're from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Great. So people can really go in mostly every day except for Monday, and really decide whether they'd like to have breakfast or lunch, and meet friends and catch up, which is really the nice spirit that I think that you've brought to the community with this new endeavor. When you were planning the business, Helen, and thinking about, okay, you found your location, which is absolutely perfect. When you were leasing the space, did you need to deal with any of the town members or town officials during the time of setting the business up?
Yes. So, like I said, this is about a year in the making. And I've been communicating with Amy Denovan from the health department for over the last year. She was instrumental in helping me. I was new to food service. I really didn't know anything about it, but she sort of guided me along the way to make sure it happened. And then there were other parts. We were using a construct. Our contractor, Steve Hansen Associates, and he worked with the building department. And anytime we were ready for an inspection, to get our permit issued, it just happened almost immediately. So there were no delays. It was just great working with the town.
That's really wonderful, because that really helps you reach your goals with your opening date. And Amy, it's wonderful that Amy was such a great resource to you during the process. So that's really great. What are you most excited for moving into the summer? Is there anything that you're really excited to tell the community about? What are you excited for personally as you take this business into the next chapter, from immediate opening to the incubation stage of being in existence in the town? What are you looking forward to?
So first, in the Northeast, we have really long, cold winters. And so I'm just happy to see some warmer days and sunshine and more people out and about. With the coffee shop, I hope to see an increase in traffic and, really establish our customer base. We like a cold beverage in the summer, so we have some exciting new things coming to the menu. We're going to be offering some frozen coffee drinks. We'll be offering a variety of iced teas. And then we're probably going to introduce something like a half and half, like an Arnold Palmer. So it'll be half of our tea and half lemonade. But we really just look forward to everybody getting out and about. We're across the street from the town common, and a lot of activities going on there in the summer. So we're just really looking forward to seeing customers and people spending time in our space.
That's great. And it sounds like that drink sounds delicious and very
Thank
refreshing,
you.
especially after coming off a very warm weekend. It sounds like a wonderful drink.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah, and I think that's another nice thing too, being you're an independent business, that you're able to innovate like that and come up with new ideas and really craft different combinations and also get the feedback from people that are coming in. And you're going to know what folks in the community really like and what they some of the things that they steer most towards and be able to offer more of that. So that's a really nice give and take and understanding of your community,
It is.
which is really great in having the business. Let's talk a little bit about the pastries, because that intrigues me that you're getting these delicious handmade pastries from Hyannis. When you were thinking about which types of pastries to offer? What made you decide to offer the pastries that you have?
So first, like I said, this is a year in the making. So I've been, every time I go into a coffee shop, and I know most of them in Southeast Massachusetts. I've been asking, I've been tasting and asking, where do you get your pastries from? And after just being really, really selective, I found this great bakery that was also delivering to our area, which was important. But I want to see something a little bit more artisan quality. I didn't want to have heavy or oversized pastries with too much sugar. I kind of want to just keep them sort of light and fresh. And so, we have a variety of different croissants, a couple of different scones. We have a raspberry streusel that's just absolutely amazing. And the feedback has just been great. I haven't heard anything bad about the pastries. They've just been, they've been really well received.
Yeah, I heard wonderful things about the croissants, and they look amazing. They just look beautiful,
Oh,
especially the
thank you.
almond. I think it was an almond croissant I saw on social media, and it just looked beautiful
Oh.
and looked delicious. And everyone is talking about the, how just great the pastries are and the coffee as well. So you've curated a different line of coffees to offer. Are there, do you want to talk a little bit about that, especially being a coffee connoisseur?
Yeah, I do. And so I want to add something. So like I said, I've been, drinking coffee my entire adult life. And I had a friend from Cameroon. Cameroon's along the coffee belt, so they're a coffee producing country. And he had brought me back coffee from home. And I had never had anything like that and have not had anything like that since. I have been chasing that, that coffee ever since, and I just haven't found it again. And I buy coffee from, everywhere. And so I would say, like, about a year ago, I started just everywhere I go, I buy coffee, every coffee shop I go to. I was checking out all the local roasters. And after going through probably, no less than 50 bags of coffee, I finally decided that I wanted to go at New Harvest. And New Harvest is in Providence. And I actually want to just give them a shout out because he's just an amazing roaster, and he finds real high quality beans. But in addition to that, New Harvest has a their own coffee shop, not too far from Providence Place. And if you can believe it or not, it's the first time I'd seen it. It's actually a full service bar. It's a full service bar coffee shop. I'd never seen it before, but it's there now.
Wow, that's really interesting. Very, very interesting. And so there's a huge variety of curated selections for people to come in and enjoy that you've literally scouted out, picked out, and made sure that you're offering the best of the best. And
Yes.
then you also, though, appeal to people who really want to focus on health and well-being and have shakes. So do you want to talk a little bit about those?
I do. So, there's a lot of people that are trying to watch their intake of sugar and, just looking for healthier options. And so our smoothies, we have three on the menu right now, and we'll be offering special smoothies on the weekends, as we get more into summer. But there's no added sugar. We use all, tropical fruits or berries, banana and coconut water and spinach, and that's it. There's no added sugars. And then, acai bowls now are very, very popular. They're a nice alternative to regular ice cream. They have less sugar. They're gluten-free. They're dairy-free. And we top the acai bowls with some fresh coconut, almonds, strawberries, and banana. So it's a really nice alternative.
Yeah. And the bowls are really great too, that if you want a smoothie, but want to feel as if you're eating something more substantial, the bowls are great for that too. You know, they make you feel as if you're actually having a meal, but you're still getting those great, you know, nutrients and antioxidants from the fruits and the vegetables. And that's a great alternative, and even for a light lunch or breakfast. So
yes,
that's exciting. And I love the fact that you've got three that you're offering, which means you're going to continue to come up with new and innovative ideas for others as based on seasonal fruits, I would imagine.
Yes, that's right.
That is great. That's really great. So is there anything that we haven't talked about? We talked about the coffee, the drinks, we talked about the bowls, the breakfast sandwiches, the spectacular pastries that you've searched for and found and have them delivered fresh every day. Is there anything else that you're offering that we haven't touched upon that you'd like to talk about?
I think we've pretty much covered the menu. The only other thing I want to say about our place is that maps feature heavily in our shop and will continue to feature in our shop. I'm sort of an amateur map collector. And so we have this custom map made of the coffee belt. And the reason I had that map made is first, I want to just pay homage to the coffee growers around the world. Their labor produces millions of tons of coffee. And we just wanted a way, you know, to pay homage to them and for people to see where, you know, where these beans are coming from around the world. And it's just been so nice to see parents giving their kids geography lessons. Every day I hear a parent teaching their kids about different countries around the world. So that's been wonderful. And then if you've been in the shop down the hallway, we have, right now I'm featuring some maps of Massachusetts. And so we have maps of Massachusetts covering the last 200 years. So you can see how the state has grown and changed. And those will get changed out here and there, something new for people to look at.
That sounds great. It sounds really like you turned your place into a destination. And not just for residents and people that are in Mansfield for work, it also is for travelers passing through Mansfield. People that are venturing to the Cape, you know, for the summer to get off that exit or get off onto 140 and navigate through the center of town and really to take a stop, take a coffee break, take a shake break or whatever, and really look at your maps, enjoy your wonderful selections, your curated coffee, and make it a special place to stop and enjoy and take a moment, you know, to stop and smell the roses and just really take a breath.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. And I think that you've really done a nice job at planning and coming up with all of these nice amenities that you're offering folks. And I love the fact that you've integrated this historical perspective of the mapping and geography. And I am sure when word gets out about that, people are going to want to come in and check them all out. And hopefully they'll be doing it with a coffee in hand and or another kind of a tea or a shake.
Yes.
No, absolutely. But before we close, Helen, is there anything that you want to say, anything more, as you have this opportunity to speak to the community through the podcast, anything that you would like to say to them before we close the podcast today?
Well, as you pointed out earlier, you know, it's us managing the coffee shop. You know, it's me and my husband, and we can make changes very quickly that we need to make and react to, you know, the community's wants. So we're really just looking for feedback, and we've gotten feedback, but we just continue to ask them to provide us feedback. If you come into the shop and there's something that you're not happy with, let us know right away so we can remake it for you. Coffee is one of those drinks that's, you know, hyper customized. So if you're getting something that's a little too sweet, just ask for us to reduce the syrup, too much caffeine, you know, ask us for a half caffeinated beverage. You can do all of those things. So we just look forward to seeing you, and we look forward to your feedback, and we're so happy to be in Mansfield.
I think that's terrific. And I also just want to encourage people, you know, as we get into these summer months ahead, going to baseball games, going to events, doing errands in the morning, whatever it is on a Saturday, to think about, you know, how fortunate everyone is to have this lovely destination, this new destination in Mansfield, and wish you the very best of luck and success, both you and your husband, as you continue onward with your business and as you navigate into the next stages over the next couple of years, and really hope that you get all the support from the community, and that if we speak with you in a couple of years, that you'll be talking about, you know, the next stage of the business and just and where that is, and just how successful it has become. So best of luck to you. Thank you for choosing Mansfield, and thank you for all that you're doing to give this lovely gift to the community.
Thank you, Deborah. I appreciate it.